And Lot went out and spake unto his sons in law, which married his daughters, and said, Get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons in law.
He thought it was something funny. He thought he was making jokes. And when the morning rose, then the angel of his Lot sang about, because of him looking at his father with the wrong thing in mind, which is confirmed in Leviticus. And now that you look in the Bible and you get the new commentary in the Bible, new study Bible, anybody got one? Well, the new study Bible on page 24, and that's by Nelson Publication. That's a worldwide. Somebody got one? A Nelson Publication. Who are some of the men that backed the Nelson Publication? Come on, Jerry Falwell. Go ahead, John Hagee. He talks all that stuff. Go ahead.
Robert Shuler.
Go ahead, Robert Shuler.
Pat Robinson.
Pat Robinson.
Billy Graham.
When you go to the Nelson Publication of the Holy Bible, the King James Study Bible, I'm going to tell you the date this new publication, but you can go buy this at the Bible store. This one here was done in 1981, Thomas Nelson, Inc. These Study Helpers was done in 1983 by Thomas Nelson, Inc. God's Answer to Man's Concerns, Maps, and Indexes. This study help is copyrighted in 1985 by Thomas Nelson, Inc. Alright, it goes on and on and on, and the lady says, 1988, Thomas Nelson, Inc. This is a new one. When you turn this in, new Bible, they got circulating out there, done by white folks. But we only got one Bible to be done, about two. And that's the Heritage Bible, done out of Howard University. And the one that was done by myself, translated by myself, which they won't tell you about. Right? They're afraid. But if you look at this here, on page 24, the Genesis 9:25, and you go down to the commentary, it says, Cursed be Canaan. It says, the essence of this prophetic curse is that only the Canaanites are cursed, not all of Ham's descendants. Servants of servants literally denote that most object slavery, even when the blessings are declared for the brothers, the theme of Canaan's servitude is repeated both times. Then it goes on to say, the Canaanites were white. Let me read that again on page 24. The Canaanites were white. In no way is this to be interpreted as a curse on the black race. The Canaanites inhabited Palestine and were first subjected to Joshua and later by Solomon, 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 20 and 21. They were partly exterminated by the Israelites, and their western colonies, such as Carthage, which they tried to tie into us through their migration from Sicily, from the Romans, right? Were finally conquered by the Japhetic Romans. Anybody know Japhetic? In the Bible, the sons of Javan. If you look at any Bible, you look under there, you see Javan is Ionians, and it comes out to be the priests and the first Gentiles, not Romans. They practiced. Then I want you to understand that this man has this commentary on page 24, 29, 25. He gets right down here, he's talking about the Canaanites, who he already said were white. And this is a white man who did this. This guy is Tennessee here. Tennessee. That's where they had the revolution at. That's where they came, Johnny Kim, limping home after he lost. That's where the Confederates lost and pretending they won. Got statues up there in Stone Mountain like they won and they lost. They got these statues all over the place in the South. You lost, huh? The North won. This is Grant won. The North won. The Jews won. The blue suits, the blue flag, the flag of Israel, the ones under Abraham. Abraham, who wore a black hat and a black coat and a black man.
wake up.
Wake up. They're telling you who they are. We just read the whole story of Sodom and Gomorrah and how the curse of Kevin and how it came on down to Sodom. And let's see what he says in his own context. I ain't finished. He says, they practice ritual prostitution and homosexuality. That's what I mean. And various orgiatic, which rites, that means orgies, all types of orgies. We know the Greeks did that.
Yes.
We know the Romans did that.
Yes.
And we know they're still doing it in Europe today.
Yes.
It's legal in Sweden to have sex in the streets. The most promiscuous places for exposure to sex is Europe. London, Sweden, home in Germany, they still do it. France, they tell you, come to France because it's a romantic.
Yeah.
It's funky and stinky and filthy in France.
Yeah.
And people don't wash up. I was there. That was a nasty people over there.
Yeah.
But in his commentary, this white man is admitting first that the Canaanites were white, and then he says that they practiced ritual prostitution, homosexuality, and various organic rites, and were the center of God's prophecy of judgment in Genesis.
Oh.
They are admitting it. Now I'll put this one down. And I will pick up another Bible done by white folks. It is funded by the Xanderfin, the New American Standard Version. And this one here was done in 1995. And it was done, redone from 1960, 1963, 1964, 1975, 1976, and then finally done in 1970 and 1975. And look under Genesis 9:25, and go to the commentary, that same Christian canon says, Genesis 9:25, page 17 of the Xanderfin Bible called the NSSB Study Bible. Am I getting across?
Yes!
It says, cursed be canon.
Yep.
Right? Some maintain that Ham's son, and it says CW18:22, that must be another form of convert, was to be punished because of his father's sin. See Exodus 25. But Exodus 20 restricts such punishments to those who hate me. It is probably better to hold that Canaanites, that Canaan and his descendants were to be punished because they were going to be even worse than Ham. So they basically said that the Canaanites were going to be worse than Ham. And Ham had committed an abomination, according to Leviticus 18, by looking at the nakedness of his father, and then using the cannon, all the Canaanites were going to do worse things. We just read Solomon Gomorrah's story and proves it. Alright, let's see what happens. Leviticus 18, chapter 2, verse 3 and 6 through 30. Servant of servant, Joshua, subjection of the Gideonites in Joshua 9, 22, is one of the fulfillments. See also Joshua 16:10 and Judges 1:28, 30, 33, and 35. Remember, I'm just reading out his Bible now. And 1 Kings 9:20 and 21. Noah's prophecy cannot be used to justify the enslavement of blacks since those cursed here were Canaanites who were Caucasian. That's what he has right here in this book. That the Canaanites are Caucasian. And the other brother tells you in the other one the kind of stuff that they did, the type of stuff they introduced into the world. According to the Old Witness Bible and their commentary, this the Watchtower Tract Bible Society, and this was penned in 1965 on page 407. Did man get here by evolution or by creation? It goes from Adam and Eve, story, page 113. Go there. It starts talking about the Canaanites. The book is now, make sure of all things, hold fast to what is mine, a Watchtower Tract and Bible Society of Pennsylvania, 1965, A.D., page 407. Let me read what it says on page 407. It says, race of mankind. Black race from Cush. Cush is Ethiopia. It's in the Bible many times. Cush means black skin. From Cush. Not due to curse on Adam, which means lowlander, whose descendants were white. This is their own writing. And I want to establish something that for you when they claim military, those witnesses were founded by Atazi Russell and Rutherford, and they were Freemasons. And on their tomb today, you can see the compass and square. And they wrote this. So the whole Jehovah's Witness doctrine was put together by Freemasons. There's a Caucasian or Euro Freemasons who would admit that the cursed seed of Cabin are Caucasian. And all of the present day Christian ministers, the most prominent ones out there, subscribe to the Nelson or the Zanofan New Study Bible. All their names are listed and go buy it. If not, go to a Bible store and look the book up and just open it and sit there, write you to it by Borders or Barnes & Noble, and then take it over to the Borders that and the Borders that I want to pay here according to Bibles. And take it home and look at it over and over again so you can see what you're up against. See, they tried to tie my lips up for years here in Cookman County, trying to stop me from teaching the truth. Trying to cripple us, to immobilize us. They should have knew when I gave that speech, when Sharpton was here, they were still there. They were just waiting to come out again. You can't hold back the truth. The truth is, you are the devil. Always was,
always will be.
And we can't reform him. We tried to reform him. He just go year after year, just killing people, murdering and creating weapons and diseases and sodomizing them. All kind of sick stuff. He makes movies about it. And apparently putting sex and murder in the movies. And giving kids new drugs. We just got over one drug and now they got ecstasy in. Some new drug they got circulating around with the kids now. Non-stop. I mean, non-stop devilishment. You're devil by nature. You're down in your very nature. The Bible says you think wicked continuously. Every thought of the imagination of your mind is nothing but wickedness continuously. So God had to destroy you. God had to destroy you. He attempted to destroy you, but man, your demonic seed survived in the mind of Ham through the flood because the son was already there and his wife, Ham's wife, was an Anakite. Malina was an Anakite. So she already belonged to that tribe of giants. Well, Genesis chapter 6, so the gene was already there. The evil seed. So you got to be careful. But someone gave me a quote last night about God saying, you're going to clean our genes. Joel chapter 3, verse 19 to 21. Somebody got it from me? Let's see what God said. You're going to look out for us. But we got to do like Abraham. Stop mixing our seed with them. Stop marrying them. We're poisoning them, we're getting bit by a vampire and putting this poison venom in our seed. It's making our children out of hoodlums.
Right.
When you look at a kid walking around, let me tell you, I'm old enough to remember you these kids walking around with these baggy pants on, acting like hip hoppers, and this new kind of rap where they're all up in the camera. That ain't nothing but rock. That's the same rock or hard rock that Caucasians were doing. And I remember when it happened. I'm going to read this quote first. Anybody found it?
Yes.
It says in Joel chapter 3, verse 19, verse, Egypt shall be, guess what?
A desolation.
And Edom shall be,
yes, desolation.
For the
violence against the children of Judah.
And you black folks out there are not Gentiles. You are the children of Judah, the black seed that Jesus came out of. That's you. Don't let them fool you. You're God's holy seed. That's Isaiah 19, verse.
Because they have shed innocent blood in their land.
Bread.
But Judah shall dwell forever.
How long are we going to dwell?
Forever.
Bread.
And Jerusalem from generation to generation.
Judah will survive forever and Jerusalem from generation. So we're not in Jerusalem, though some of our seed has been there. But the city is going to continue until we get back home. Bread.
For I will claim their blood.
Hello.
That I have not cleansed.
21 when it speaks about Jesus as the Lord living in the holy tabernacle.
Yes.
When it comes down out of heaven.
Yes.
He said Jesus will be in there. That's what he means by the Lord. That's there, the Lord Jesus Christ dwelling among us when he comes. He's coming again, and he's coming for his own.
Yes.
That's in the Bible. He's coming looking for the lost sheep of the house of Israel only. He's coming to look for you, people who are copper toned, people who are burnt brass, woolly hair, dark skin, red eyes, raspy voices, God's own children, the sons and daughters of the Elohim who have been lost. Roman, we are all over the world lost and hated. I like to say that. Because every place a black man goes, he's hated. For no reason whatsoever. Go to Canada, they segregated against us. Go to Japan, they segregated against us. Go to Brazil, they say there's black people in Brazil that's trained to segregate against their own black Americans. Why? Because Christ said, you shall be hated of all nations. And when you bring out his name and start saying Yahshua and not the Greek or Latin Jesus or Jesus, they're really going to start hating. Oh, there must be some kind of crazy cult. And you go right to the Bible and say that's his real name.
Right.
You better watch the man that's telling you that I'm a cult because I'm trying to teach you God's name because he said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You better watch the man that's making you not want to speak his name.
Right.
You better watch the man that's making you want to keep yourself a Christian when Jesus was called a Galilean.
Right.
Jesus was called a Nazarite.
Right.
Jesus was not no Christian. Jesus was a Hebrew.
Right.
And you better watch the man that's out there trying to make you think that Jesus was other than what he was. The Son of God. They want to make you think he was the God. He was not the God. He was the Son of God. He said, I am not greater than he who sent me. I of my own accord can do nothing. Sent me? Somebody sent Jesus.
Right.
Who sent Jesus? Well, that's very simple. When they asked Jesus the highest law of commandments, he said what? The Lord thy God is one God, and him alone shall you serve. Worship God in spirit and truth. But we acknowledge Jesus in flesh and grace. You worship God in spirit and truth, but Jesus in
flesh and grace.
And how does spirit and truth work together? Say John chapter 1, verse 17. The law came from Moses, but grace and truth came from Moses. See how they trick you? There are another quote. Isaiah 61:9. And their seed shall be known amongst the Goyim, the Gentiles. That is the Caucasian. They're Gentiles for Akum. Right? And their offspring amongst the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them.
Mm-hmm.
That they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Now I want you to go to the books of Ezra chapter 9, verse 2. Let's see who that seed is. Right? What does it say?
For they have taken of the daughters for themselves.
They took the daughters for themselves.
And they bore their sons. So that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands.
Hold that there. You see that? God's holy seed. Who is God's holy seed? Let's go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. I don't want to get the Adamites mixed up with the Sethites. The Adamites have corruption in their genes from Cain to Abel. But God perfected it in Seth. That's what it says. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. It says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between
thy seed and her seed.
See the word seed? Seed. So now, there's a thy seed and a her seed.
Right.
Anybody who knows what's going on in Genesis chapter 3 know that the Bible is God talking to the devil.
Yeah.
And that the devil is going to have a seed. Yeah. And that the her is God talking to Eve. And that Eve is going to have a seed. But Eve's seed here was being perfected because God has corrected because of what Cain did, so he had to give him another son, Seth. Genesis chapter 4, verse 25. And Adam knew his wife, meaning Eve, again. This was after Cain slew Abel.
Right.
Right?
Right?
And she bore or gave birth, you led, a son. and called his name
Seth
or Shish in Hebrew. But the main thing is that I have a colon there. And then it says, for God Elohim said, she has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, who came soon. So this new seed was God's seed.
That's
right. It said, you hear me? This new seed was an Elohim seed. Go to Psalm verse 45, 845. Well, watch what happens. This is really interesting. It says, right here, you got to put the strong as you see it. It says, what is man? Right? Now click on man. What you get Enosite. Who is Enos? The son of Seth. But the Bible there, in your Bible, you're going to see man. But if you looked in that, stay in that other quote, you'll find out that right after that, Seth gives birth to a son, and he's called Enos, and Enos means a mortal man.
Right.
So this says, what is mortal man, or Enos,
right,
that thou art mindful of him? Why is he so important that you keep looking and checking on him? It says, and the son of thou watch. Son of man, watch what you got.
Adam.
You see that? So they moved from Adam down to Enos in the Hebrew, but they won't let you see that in English, and the preachers can't find it because they don't know how to read the language. You follow what I'm saying? What is an Enosite that thou art mindful that you keep remembering him? And the son of Adam that thou wouldest,
this is
go inside him. That God said to Eve, this is my seed. That God visited the Enosites. That God visited the seed of the woman. That God put his spirit inside us. That we are God's children. Let's go again. Where are we at?
Five.
It says, for thou hast made him
a little lower than the angels.
Now look under the word angels, see what you see there.
Elohim.
Elohim. They know that that's not angels.
Right.
Angels dwell up in Hebrew. But they were trying to trick you. Because
right,
those preachers who translated those Bibles can't explain this verse. Because they have to say that they're God. And they can't say they're God because you're God.
Right.
Isn't that written in the Lord Jesus said, I said, ye are God. Now all of you are the children of the Most High. You know now?
Yes.
Well, that's what's going on right there. He goes right there and he says, I created you what?
A little Elohim.
They may think you're less than Gabriel and Michael and all that. He says, I created you just a little lower than the gods. Because you are what? Psalm 82.
6.
And John
10:34.
Let's look at it. Psalm 82:6. Now let's go back to Psalm 82:1. Let's start there so we can see what we're dealing with here. Psalm 82:1. You got it? What does it say? A psalm of Asaph. God's standard. That means the Elohim standard in the congregation of the elders or the mighty. And judge it amongst the Elohim. How long will he judge unjustly and accept
the curses of the wicked?
How long are you people going to judge unjustly and accept this wicked person that you live with, this human devil, this Canaanite? Come on, God, how long are you going to tolerate them dictating to you? When you got the power to change things by the will of your mind, because the presence of God is in you.
Right.
It says what?
Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy.
Deliver
the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hands of the wicked.
Go out there and get your people.
That's right.
The weak. The needy. Take them, but they're no longer dependent on him, but they serve him because he's their second master. And he offers them luxuries. He offers them wealth. He offers them jobs and success. So they turn away from who they are and serve the man. Don't have any service tonight. Woo! Right. I love one hit the other. He can tell them, I need you not to be at church on Thursday night with choir. You need to be at work overtime. I said, yes, okay, said boss.
Right.
I need you. You can't go to church this Sunday because we're doing some overtime in the office. Okay, that's okay, that's it, boss. They start dictating your life so you can't make the other services except that one Sunday service. So we got to liberate our people from them. We got to create the jobs for our people.
That's right.
We got to create our own because they do not have our best interests in mind.
That's right.
If you see what they're doing to them, one of these Arabs, and they just a little shade dropping them, you know what they do to you. You see what they did to Ethiopia. Somalia just massacred them, or they were over in Grenada for nothing. Just massacred that little piece because 14 kids was trapped in a college campus. Hello? Go ahead. They know what? Neither will
understand.
They walk
on
all
the foundations
of
our
hearts. Our brothers don't know. Our ministers and preachers out there, they don't know their tribe of Judah. They don't know the Canaanites, the Caucasians, the devils. They don't know. They're walking in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps them poor and poverty. He keeps them begging with their hand out and giving them crumbs from his table.
Right.
And they're willing to accept the crumbs. Every time you get employed by somebody and he's making 10 times as much as you, and all he's doing is shoving the crumbs on the floor, and you like a dog eating it up.
Right.
Stuff that they don't want to do themselves, and I know people do.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yes.
The Bible tells us, verse 6,
I have said, ye are gods.
You are Elohims, it says. And
all of you are children of the Most High.
You are Elohims, but you are children
of the Most High.
Says, I don't get the ego tripping in there. But God put you in the place. He said, go for what?
But ye shall die like men. And fall like one of the princes.
You understand that? Now let's go to see if Jesus backed that up. All y'all think this is strictly Judaism. It ain't got nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ when you go to St. John chapter 10.
Verse 34.
Now let's go right there. They're talking to Jesus. They're trying to trap Jesus. They're trying to set him up. Go back to 33. It says, and there was no such thing as Jews back in Jesus' time. There was no such word as J-E-W until when?
1514 A.D.
There's no such thing as J-E-W. So every place you see J-E-W in your Bible, change it to Judean, of the tribe of Judah. And we had some bad Judeans too. You understand? He had other people pretending they're Jews. Jesus called them synagogues of
Satan.
All right, now, where we at? Verse 33, John 10, it says, the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but
for blasphemy, and because that thou being a man, makest thyself God.
Hear that?
Yes.
Now, they obviously were not good Jews.
Uh-huh.
See, because had they been good Jews, they would have understood Psalms 82:6. So these are some fakers, and Jesus knew they were fakers. He called them fakers.
Right.
Now you're their father. Stop crying. You ain't no real Hebrew. You ain't no Israelite. You're a Canaanite using our vows. Praying our language and following our traditions. Cut the crap. Like what's going over there now. Those ain't no real Jews. Look at the Germans and Russians and Spaniards all over there playing like Negroes. Get out of here. You don't need no Negroes.